Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Somebody sent me over this short video attacking me, and so let's go ahead and watch it together. It's only a few minutes long.
I won't get myself in trouble, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm not scheduled back here for a little while anyways, and so, amen. Stay away from Stephen Anderson. If you don't know who that is, God bless you. I hope you never do. Stephen Anderson is a rank heretic. And he has infected many of God's good churches all around this country. I have had pastors sit down and tell me that they have children that have been oppressed by the teachings of this man that is contrary to the word of God.
They've been oppressed by the teachings of this man that is contrary to the word of God. Oppressed?
Anti-God's people. He's anti-Jew, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so according to him, being anti-Jew is anti-God's people. Well, here's the thing. I'm against Judaism. Aren't I also anti-Islam, anti-Buddhism, anti-Hindu? Shouldn't I be against all false religions? So why would I be pro-Jewish? That makes absolutely no sense. And guess what? The Jews are not God's people in the New Testament. They were God's people in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, if you don't believe on the Son, the Bible says you have God's wrath abiding on you. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him, unless he's a Jew. No, that verse was actually spoken to Jews. If you actually look up John chapter 3, verse 36 in context, he's speaking to Jews saying, if you don't believe on the Son of God, God's wrath is abiding on you. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that the Jews both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always. And then it says, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. So according to the Bible, the Jews have God's wrath upon them to the uttermost for rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, just like all unsaved people. I mean, anybody who's not saved, anybody who doesn't believe on the Son of God, the Bible says they have God's wrath abiding on them. And the Jews are no exception to that whatsoever. So why would I be pro-false religion? Why would I be pro-Jewish? Should I be pro-Muslim? Should I also be pro-Hindu? This is an absurd teaching that these old IFB have. It isn't biblical. Sorry to oppress you with that.
Teaches things that are not found in the Word of God, uses scriptures to try to be able to back them up, but uses scriptures wrongfully. I have heard of many a churches that people have come in and have literally changed whole doctrinal way of thinking of pastors and people because a group of people came in. And by the way, they'll come in with the guise of...
Well, you know why whole groups of people and churches and pastors change is because the truth's powerful. And once the cat's out of the bag, once people find out about some of these wrong, fraudulent doctrines that are easily debunked by scripture, then yeah, a lot of people are going to change. So, he says that people are coming into churches and, you know, changing all the doctrine, and they come in under the guise of,
well, we're here to want a soul win and win more people to God. That's how they start off coming in.
That's how they end also. That's how they start and that's how they finish.
I don't know who Stephen Anderson is. Good. I hope you never have to find out.
Well, you just told us who he is.
Church, beware. You go on his website and he claims to be an independent Baptist. He claims to be a new independent Baptist. And they don't want to just teach their teaching. They want to eradicate us as independent Baptists and make sure nobody ever, 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 ever teaches like we teach.
It's genocide. He wants to eradicate the old IFB. Why would I want people to teach a false doctrine? He doesn't just want to teach the truth. He wants us to stop preaching lies. I mean, why can't he just let us keep preaching lies? Well, obviously, if I know that the pre-trib rapture is a fraud and have taught that, why would I want people to continue teaching the lie? Obviously, you know, my goal is to expose that. He makes it sound like some kind of a genocide, like we're just going to just purge all these Baptists or something. What is he talking about?
That's how spiteful. I have a man that I know of right now.
It's funny how he accuses me of being spiteful. Doesn't he sound a little bit spiteful right now?
That got mixed up with this man, Stephen Ezra. He got what, New Mexico, Arizona, something like that? Arizona. By the way, this little peon of a pastor would have never had a voice if it wasn't for the internet. Nobody would ever known the guy existed if it wasn't for the internet.
So if it wasn't for the internet, this little peon of a guy, nobody would have known that he existed. Well, that's funny because my actual physical church that I attend in Arizona, Faithful Word Baptist Church, has hundreds of people in it. And when I started the church from scratch, nobody knew about me on the internet. And, you know, I was able to start the church by knocking on doors and winning people to Christ and inviting people to church that way. People found us in the Yellow Pages. We knocked on doors to bring people in. And so, you know, why is he just saying no one would know who I was without the internet? Obviously, the internet allows us to extend our reach further, but what's the difference between me and any other Baptist pastor? I mean, I'm a Baptist pastor. You know, the average independent Baptist church in America runs 75 to 80 people. Our church runs over 300 every Sunday morning. So that's at our physical location. So what is the difference between me and other Baptist pastors? And he says nobody would know who I was. Well, in the olden days, you know, pastors would travel the country preaching in other churches and spread their message that way. So, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. The internet's just a tool. And, you know, preachers, you know, who have something to say have always got their message out, whether it's a newsletter or a magazine or, you know, preaching on the road or whatever. You know, if there weren't an internet, then I would have just found another way to get my message out.
He has a church of 60 people.
Okay. Now that's just a bold-faced lie to say that I have a church of 60 people. That's a bold-faced lie. Maybe he probably has a church with 60 people. I don't know how big his church is. I don't even know what this guy's name is or who he is. But to accuse me of having a church with 60 people in it, he's probably preaching to about 60 people because, like I said, the average independent Baptist church runs 75. Recently we had about 350 on a Sunday morning. You know, we fluctuate obviously like every church, but we're pretty much over 300 every Sunday morning. Father's Day, we had like over 350. It was just a couple weeks ago. Evening services, we have over 200 in our evening services frequently. And so, we've had big days of 450 people. And so, this guy's just an outright liar making like a farting noise about the size of our church. I mean, you know, this guy's just a liar.
60, maybe 70.
Maybe 70. Yeah, or maybe 370.
There is a pastor, friend of mine, whose son got mixed up in this thing and alienated every friend he had in the world because of this guy. And now has regretted it. And is trying to get back in.
Wow, that's really scary. That's a really scary story. There's this guy's son who alienated people and he regretted it and wants to be friends again.
Gone so far. Now, I don't know if I ever showed up at a meeting. I was preaching at one time. I looked at the pastor and I said, "Do you know who that is?" He goes, "Yeah, I know his name." I said, "Do you know what he stands for?" Said, "No." I said, "Have your men watch him." I said, I hope he doesn't do anything. But then I found out later he's recanted of a lot of this stuff, is trying to get back. But he has said so many hateful things against God's people that he's literally alienated friends that he grew up with that stood for the right.
And when he says hateful things against God's people, he's not actually talking about God's people. He's talking about the Jews, which, by the way, for the record, I don't hate the Jews. I've never taught anyone to hate the Jews. I've never hated the Jews. I love the Jews and want them to be saved, okay? I just don't lie and say that they're God's chosen people when the Bible says that they have God's wrath abiding on them and that they've been replaced. The kingdom of God was taken from them and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. But I just wanted to clarify that.
Hey, in this day and age, there are many winds of doctrine that are given out by the cunningness and the craftiness of man and that are making their way into God's churches. This is why it's important, church, that we have people that stand in the gap. This is why it's important that we have people that make up the hedge. Because that teaching can come in and can change a good church of Jesus Christ. He warns us. He said, if you're busy about his Father's business, if you're busy about growing the flock, if you're busy about guiding the flock, if you're busy about adding to the flock and doing things the way God wants you to do and keeping with this old book, it'll weed out all of that stuff. But if we get stagnant and just let a hole here, let a hole.
All right, well, I guess that's the end of it. So anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.